You know you love us.
We're back. And it is my week.
It is your week. Your Patreon exclusive episode. Tyler, what did you pick for the Patreon subscribers this week / this month?
Listen, this is a really special moment. This feels like Hannah really leaned in and said yes. She said yes and to all of my fandom love, the affair of my life with Disney. And she agreed to recap Beauty and the Beast, Enchanted Christmas. Now, if you're not familiar with this gem, this came out post Beauty and the Beast. Alan Menken is not associated. Let me make that really fucking clear.
Let me tell you, it shows.
It fucking shows. If you roll up to this film, you have your popcorn, you are waiting for a reprise from Alan, you will get none. You will get nonsense. Mm-hmm. So don't set your hopes high. But I will say this cast, which is nearly entirely the cast from the original, is stacked.
I have thoughts on the cast. Well, it was shocking to me because it was a straight-to-video film.
Yes.
Never theatrically released.
Never.
And I remember out in 1997 when I was six and being like, oh, I want to see it. And I just never did. Like, it just never happened.
Yeah.
So I didn't grow up on it. But watching it as an adult, it's jarring how bad the animation is in comparison to the original because they didn't have as big of a budget as the original. But the shocking thing that like my brain like literally could not grasp was that the voices were the original voices, but the animation sucked. And my brain was like, I don't get this. Like, I can't wrap my head around how like we have the vocal talents of Paige O'Hara.
Incredible.
But no shade to these animators, like nowhere near as beautiful of a film as the original. And Fife was like
a different person.
Yeah, she looked like a different. She was like Uncanny Valley Belle, and Fife was like in a different movie altogether. And then we need to talk about Forte's like truly creepy CGI animation, which was very cutting edge at the time. It was giving Super Mario 64. Like we thought these graphics were so good,
so cool. Yes,
and it looks like totally fucked up in contrast to the rest of and like they blew the whole budget on Forte and the vocal actors.
Correct.
And that was it.
I mean, I have lots of thoughts. One, which is exactly that they paid them a shit ton of money to come back and do this. And so I said, iconic for all of you. Yeah, I think it's as if they realized in the original when they did the ballroom reveal that like they were like, holy shit, like we have now used this technology. We blew everyone's mind. Let's use it throughout the whole movie. We will do no 2D animation, even though that literally made the entire first film everything that it was.
Yes.
We will stray from it. We will go into this new art form. We will cast Tim Curry as the villain Forte. He will be in Oregon. I mean, it is really something. And to have the audacity to bring in Bernadette Peters as a teeny French angel with, I mean, dare I say, one of the worst French accents I've ever heard.
I know, but the quaintiest bangs.
I literally said, I was like, she's two bleeps, please. She is she serves an Angelique.
She does.
I can't wait to post about it on the main. It's like she's everything.
Important. Yeah.
I immediately was like, wait, Hannah's going to love Angelique.
Yeah. She literally.
Make a TikTok about her, please.
She was a cultural reset for us all in 1997, unbeknownst to me.
Truly. And so we open and there are some villagers villaging. They are singing Deck the Halls. They like from jump, the animation is whack. It is trash. Inside the castle, we see Chip and the former footstool running around. So like now everyone's like back as humans. Like I refer to the inanimate objects, which is a hard word for me to say.
It's very hard.
As baubles. So throughout my notes, I'm like, then the baubles. And just know I'm referring to Mrs. Potts at all, Lumiere Cogsworth.
I love that. Yeah.
Great. Yeah, so they are all now their human selves, which you're like, okay, questionable. I guess that did happen at the end of that perfect film.
Yeah.
But their former selves have been immortalized as stained glass ornaments on the tree. So they're all these little inanimate objects like on the tree, which felt kind of morbid and odd.
I know. I would be like, can you not put that on the tree? I'm triggered by the fact that I had to be a clock for like 100 years.
I'm like literally so fucking dramatized. Okay.
That really fucking sucks.
Yeah. And Cogsworth is like, well, at least Chip is going to have a normal Christmas, not like last year. And apparently Cogsworth saved Christmas. And then Lumiere gets into it. And Mrs. Potts, God save the Queen, Angela Lansbury, is like, she's like, wait, hold on. Tale is old. She's like, how many times will we have to go over this story, Chip? And Chip is like, story. Oh, my fucking God. I love stories. Mom, tell me the story. And they're all like, yeah, Mrs. Potts, tell the motherfucking story. And Lumiere is like so pleased with himself. He's like, oh, well, now we will really hear what has happened. And Mrs. Potts starts telling the story.
Okay,
of
wait.
Beauty and the Damned Beast.
Wait, okay. So yes. I was confused about the timeline. When I yes. first started watching this, I said, okay, they're all people now. They're human again.
Yeah, they're all people. They're human.
Okay. Correct. And then I was like, okay, so this is a flashback when yes. they were baubles.
Yes, they go back to the bobs.
So you're telling me the story we're about to see happened during the first movie.
Yes, so picture it.
You're that in the is first fucking crazy.
This is literally like such a dream of an episode. So like, so picture it. So you are watching Beauty and the Beast, the most perfect film of all time.
Yes.
in that little nugget of time.
Snowball fighting
with the beautiful like maroon cape.
Yes.
This is where they're saying that story takes place. Which makes zero sense because we see that dress never. Like, we never see that gold dress. She puts on the cape, but I'm like, why don't we see her in the red dress? Why don't we see her in the green dress? The continuity errors are wild.
A mess. And the fact that, we'll get to it, but the fact that there is a scene where she is in the gold dress, but it's...
Yes.
Is that supposed to be the tale as old as time? Oh, okay.
So that's like present day. That's giving present day... you mean the one at the end?
I thought there was a scene in the middle when they go to the Christmas dinner, when they're like, okay, finally, everything's fine. Let's go to the Christmas dinner. And she's in the gold dress. And I was like,
yes.
So was that the same night as Tale as Old as Time? Was that Christmas?
Supposedly.
Or did she wear that dress twice?
Well, one wouldn't want her to outfit repeat, but maybe she had to because she was a prisoner, you know?
Yeah, but then also she had a whole ass wardrobe who was like really nice and was like, what do you want to wear today? So like you would think that in that wardrobe, that empty wardrobe, there were so many Christmas fashions. And honestly, that was something this movie was lacking. Like maybe fashions. They should have spent less money on Forte and more money brainstorming on what Christmas fashions Belle was going to wear.
Cartoon
in the castle.
Fashions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And while Tim Curry is worth every damn penny.
Every penny.
We really have thoughts and feelings.
But we didn't need the 3D animation. You don't need to put a bumper sticker on a Lamborghini, okay? Like, Tim Curry is the villain. If you're not casting Tim Curry as your villain, he's the girl, he's the doll. You know, can I just go on a quick tangent?
I would love that.
The other day, I was listening to the Annie soundtrack in my car from the original 1981 film.
Okay? The Annie? Yes. Annie. Yeah, great. The Annie.
And I was listening to Easy Street. And he's, I know we've talked about this before. He's just so fucking hot as Rooster. And
he's hot.
And I always felt like as a kid, like him and Miss Hannigan, like as brother and sister, just had a little too much sexual tension for my liking. I was like, this is giving a little flowers in the attic. Like it's strange.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But like, he's so hot in that movie. That weirdness aside, like he could flirt with like a pine cone. Like he's just sexy. Like he's sex.
Yeah.
And even in the movie Legend, he plays a literal demon, still hot. And as Forte the organ, didn't disappoint.
Hot.
Swagger for days and he can't even walk. He's chained to a wall.
Yes. Home Alone 2, also hot.
Enough.
At the Plaza Hotel. Yes.
Literally like Tim Curry, like save some for the rest of us. Like you're hogging all the hot.
He has that like Eddie Izzard quality where I'm just like, you're so good at your job and funny and cool and queer and hot.
Yeah.
And like, I want all of it.
Rocky Horror. Like,
oh my God. That movie shaped me as a person for sure.
If you don't want to fuck Tim Curry in Rocky Horror, you are literally a liar. Like, you're a liar. You're lying.
It's a, you're a liar.
You're a fucking liar. Stop lying. You should examine that and stop lying.
Oh my God. Okay. Oh my God. This will help us have a little more clarity. Okay. So Beauty and the Beast, they call him master. I will not use that word. We're not calling him that.
Isn't it icky?
It's
I don't like
so
it.
So icky. We are calling him Beast or his quote unquote proper name, Adam, which is even more disgusting.
We did not need an Adam cameo in this movie. I have to tell you, and we got multiple.
And his voice is so high. And I'm like,
I don't want a book for Christmas.
He's like, what present is this?
I'm like, I don't want you for Christmas.
Yeah,
I don't want you in my movie.
Take your beautiful blonde lace front and go sit in your sad castle. Title of that.
Not the lace front.
Crying. So this is basically like, okay, we're getting the story of Beauty and the Beast and how they started to become friends, even though she was being held hostage by him in a castle. I just Stockholm like to syndrome. Really, yeah, I really want to bring that point home, which is something I love to forget. And so we're like, okay, great. So Mrs. Potts and Lumiere were like plotting to get them together. We see Belle in her town dress, dead, beautiful, classic blue dress. And she's like, oh, and Belle's like, oh, Chip, it's the day before Christmas. And the Baubles are like, fuck yeah, get the fuck outside and go ice skating, bitch. And then she finds Beast on the ice rink and he immediately like, like grumpily falls and is like, meh. He's like, yeah, I fell and I landed on my ice. And Belle's like, yeah, it's pretty slippery. It's a perfect day for skating. And so this is like pre-transformation. Let's be clear. So he's still hot.
Is the Beast actor the original? He wasn't giving original to me, but everyone else was.
Okay, I'll do some light Googling in 1 second and I will confirm. Great. But yeah, and then Belle's like, why don't you try it like this? 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And the Baubles are fucking stoked. They're like, oh my God, this might fucking work. We're going to make them fuck, which I do think is like kind of the plan.
Yeah, they're like, okay, like we're in a good place. It all starts with ice skating and it ends with making love. Right.
That's famously what I've heard.
That's how it goes. Meanwhile, we get a bone chilling and sinister organ named Forte with the creepiest face I've ever seen. Tim Curry has his voice. Fife is his sweet piccolo friend, and all Fife wants is a solo. And I was like, big theater kid energy. Like, Fife will risk it all, risk his life even for a solo. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Forte is bitter that he's chained to a wall and he can't ice skate with everyone else. He can't even look out the window. But he doesn't care to be human because now he's a musical genius for the tormented Beast who loves his depressing music.
I do feel like he's in our like classical music vein where he's like, I love moody classical music.
Yes.
And I'm like, we get it.
He's like, I just want to vibe and be bummed out and vibe, to my own classical music. And he's he's like, Fife, like, here's the deal. If they fall in love and we turn human again, the Beast isn't going to need me anymore. And I like having a sense of purpose in this lifetime. Who among us doesn't want a sense of purpose? So he's like, but here's the plan, Fife. We're going to sabotage the burgeoning romance between Belle and the Beast. And Fife is like, okay, I'll help for my solo.
For my solo only. I love that he had stakes. That Fife was like, yeah, I need a solo. Like that saying, there are no small piccolos, only like small piccolos. Like, or you get it. No small parts, only small piccolos is not true for Fife. Fife wants to shine.
He wants to shine. And I appreciate that he uses his ability to strike really high notes as like a weapon at points in this film. Or like to get people's attention. He's like,
He like dog whistles everyone. And I can confirm Robbie Benson voiced both the Beast in both films.
Why is he not sounding like him in this one to me?
I don't know. Also, Robbie Benson won a Jeff Award at Drury Lane. So I just love to throw that in
there.
He was a Chicago actor. No, this was like pre Beauty and the Beast. Isn't that amazing?
Pass away. Did you see the TikTok that I sent you of a girl who had an irrational fear of Jafar? And so someone literally hired the original voice actor of Jafar to make her a cameo. And then they had this guy, like their friend, like dress up as Jafar and like lip sync to the audio. And he's like, Princess Kara. And like tries to like, it's like they're trying to do exposure therapy. And she's like, ooh.
Wait, no, I did not see that. I will go watch it.
It's incredible.
That's so unhinged.
It's incredible.
And hard for me to understand, but I love that.
They literally like, got like a fog
fear,
machine.
Her fear is like
her fear of Jafar.
Yeah, yeah. I do not understand. I mean, I will say when he was the old man and was missing several teeth, that shit was scary. Oh. When he's like Prince Ali. I'm like, okay, that with the big eye, one big eye, scary.
When he goes, you know what they say, whoever has the gold makes the rules. Yeah.
And then he's like,
he smiles.
And then he like
runs around the prison.
He's like a little crab. Yeah.
In the end of the video, the guy dressed as Jafar like goes like, your eternal reward, and like throws his head back and the hat falls off and he has a bald cap on and the girl like screams. And they used like a fog machine and like red lights. Like they were like, we will get her through this fear of Jafar. And it is the funniest video I've ever seen.
I can't wait to
And
see
she
it.
Says in the beginning, she's like, I always knew this would happen. Like she like had an irrational fear of like Jafar like coming to her house.
Okay. I do understand the irrational fear of Disney villains because Frollo was literally
Frollo
and when Ursula only when she was not serving. When she, her skin suit of Vanessa rips open to reveal her tentacles and she strong army crawls across the boat. And that was fucking terrifying to me. I was like, can people rip out of their skin suits?
It was so scary. She's like, Eric, don't listen to her. And I'm like, and her voice like comes back. It's so fucking scary.
Oh my God.
I would definitely like, have tea with like Jafar and Dr. Facilier. Like that's my idea of a Mad Hatter's tea party. I want to hang out with them. I feel like they have the best gossip.
Facilier.
They're really fun and I would hang out with them. But like Frollo, no. Ursula, when she breaks out of the skin suit, absolutely not. Like no fucking way.
Yeah. Or that bitch from Snow White who's like, I'm just going to cut out her fucking heart.
She's really fucked up.
Yeah. She's fucked up. Or you know who scared me the most? Yeah, it was that bitch when she shows up with a fucking pie at the window being like, you want your pie? And I'm like, this is so terrifying.
Don't try and kill me with dessert. Like, you're fucked up for that.
Yeah.
I love pie. Don't do that to me.
Be so for real. You cannot do that to me. Also, I do think that Disney was very ageist in saying that old people are scary.
Yeah, they're like, you know who's really terrifying? Old people. Also, Maleficent can come to my...
That bitch is the bitch. She's and like, Mad Mim. I want Mad Madam Mim also.
Oh my gosh. I feel
chaos.
Like chaos energy. Yes. I feel like Maleficent's like, oh, you don't want to invite me to your party. I'm literally going to kill your child. Like, and honestly, like that's the level of FOMO that like I no longer have to this same extent, but like I don't want to come. I do want to be invited. I will be upset if I'm not invited.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to stay in a cave like Jafar, filled with jewels, left alone, you know, just around nice shit.
Yeah, you just have that giant tiger close its mouth. You say, night-night, see you in 100 years.
Goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye.
Meanwhile, Fife is like fully freaking out because the baubles are like, oh, they're like, Chip, something's in the air. Maybe love. And he jumps and like swirls around and grabs onto the beast cape, causing them to fall into the snow. And then she's like, this is how you make snow angels. And the beast is like, this is no angel. It's the shadow of a monster. And then he storms off. And Fife is like, okay, this is fucking great for me. My life is going great. Because Forte is going to be so stoked. And Belle's like, why do I even bother?
Belle's like, okay, like Chip, why would someone be in a bad mood around Christmas? Like Christmas is so fun. And Chip's like, what is this Christmas you speak of? I don't understand. Like, and then
help.
And then she's like, oh, like Christmas, like it's literally so fun. Like we get presents. And Chip's like, oh, cool. What are you going to get the beast for Christmas? And she's like, what would you want for Christmas? And she's like, obviously, I want a book.
And bitches love books.
I know. And she's like, very much like, I'm not like the other girls. Okay. All I want is books and like a library of books. Like, I don't want a dress. I don't want a Dior eye mask. I want books.
I don't want to weight a blanket.
No. Yeah, I don't want to weight a blanket. The best gift of all time.
Truly. I have one on my list.
I should add it to mine. So they decide to write the Beast a story for his Christmas gift. And she breaks into a song called Stories and Stories about how she loves books. You recapped this on Big Disney Energy years ago. Who was your guest on the episode?
Sarah Price.
Sarah Price.
The one and the only.
The legendary Sarah Price.
Yes.
I remember you both making fun of this song. Like, it all came back to me because that was the only impression I've ever had of this movie. And I am going to have to go back and like re-listen to that episode now that I actually understand all the context. But like, this song is hilariously bad.
It's so bad. Let me just read. I would love to just humor me and read a lyric. Just, you know, please. Like, just love to lay it out. So stories and stories, I will find a mountaintop and some moonbeams to sit under because I know the way. Stories and stories about mermaids, kings, and sunken treasure. That's it. There is no lyrical verse to these lyrics. They never end. There nothing is wrapped up. There is no rhyme. It's madness.
And sunken treasure. She said, and period.
And period. And literally at the end, she's like, and like Elfine. I was like, I mean, she's giving a Jim Pam situation. She's like, I'll make you this incredible comic book for Christmas. Yeah. In a matter of 2 minutes, she was like, wait, I made a book. I bound it. I illustrated it. And I used calligraphy to write it all down.
Done.
And Cogsworth isn't vibing with Christmas at all. Like, Cogsworth is always like, he's always like in a harumph. He's very upset. And all the other inanimate objects are like, come on, Cogsworth, get it together. And he's like, no, the beast forbade Christmas because it reminds him of the past. And Bella's like, I think for one that a little Christmas cheer would do him some good. And Cogsworth is like, no, it is not our place to get involved. And so they do this bit where Lumiere lights his butt on fire. He jumps into the bubbles. And Chip's like, that's not fair. These wine glasses were also really tea. They said, it's not fair. And Cogsworth said, don't wine glasses, which I thought was a really good bit.
That's really cute.
And Mrs. Potts explains that they used to fix a feast for the whole castle. And everyone's like, yeah, with cranberry sauce and pies and all this other shit. And like, it sounds so good. And Lumiere's like, and Christmas pudding, Cogsworth. And he's like, with custard? And then he's fucking in. And he agrees, but he's like, listen, if the beast finds out about this, he's going to be fucking pissed, okay? And Belle's like, well, we need to brighten this place up. And Lumiere's like, I know just the person. And they run.
That was so good. Like, Jerry Orbach, is that you?
Wow, yeah.
They make their way up a tower to look for decorations. And Fife is, like, following them. And there's so many stairs. And so many stairs. Then the cutest Christmas decorations you ever saw, including Angelique and a bunch of cutie little ornaments, little ball ornaments, greet them. So we have Bernadette Peters as Angelique, as previously mentioned, and she was the castle decorator as a human, but now she's an adorable little tree topper. Okay. And Lumiere is like, hey, so we're planning this epic celebration. And she's like, why do you get my hopes up to dash my hopes? No more.
Wait, that's honestly the most accurate thing I've ever heard.
It's kind of like Anna Delvey. Like, I don't even know what I'm doing.
Right. But it's just like a lot of round.
It's all vowels. And she's like, I don't want to be disappointed again. And Lumiere's like, you can't do it without me. That's hard. I just always want to go Russian.
French is so hard. Right. And he could be Russian.
And she's like, but it requires planning. No, he will not do anything. And Belle's like, I believe it will. And then we get the banger, as long as there's Christmas.
Which, tell me it is not the same melody as stories, as long as there's Christmas. Those are all the same notes.
That's so
in a different order. And I said, there's, oh yeah, and I love the lyric. I truly believe that hope is the greatest of gifts we will receive. I'm like, what? What does that mean?
Yeah.
What? Sure, Jan. Yeah. That I did hope like is all the greatest gift.
I liked all the poinsettia work in this song. It's just poinsettias everywhere, presents everywhere, twirling everywhere.
Yes.
And unfortunately, it wasn't underscored by a better song. It would have been more impactful if the song wasn't bad. bad, but alas, it was straight to video. So
I was sad. I do really love that Angelique is like in a full place of this sparkly like crop vest,
yes,
with purple eyeshadow. And I was like, God, this bitch goes so hard. And then she gets picked up by this tiny little bow and she flies into the air and she's like, no, no, what are you doing? This is ridiculous. Everyone knows the lights go on top. And no, no, I don't want to go all the way to the top. And they're like imagining this Christmas tree made out of all of their friends, which felt a little bleak to me. And Lumiere, he's like, okay, we are doing this. And he starts barking orders. And then Fife overhears Cogsworth warning them about letting the beast find out. And I said, Fife is a fucking narc.
That's what he is.
Truly. I've had enough.
I've had enough, Fife.
Narc. So Forte alerts the beast to Belle's Christmas plans. And the beast is pissed. And Forte is like, let me play you some emo music and remind you that she doesn't give a shit about you and that I'm your bestie and that we hate Christmas because it was the day his life ended.
Literally is a line in a film.
That was the day my life ended. And then yes.
I was just going to ask, do you feel like Forte gives like Fall Out Boy energy?
Oh, totally. Like whiny white boy music for sure.
Okay, cool.
And then we get a flashback where we see Adam being a little Christmas bitch, being like super greedy with his presents. He gets a book for a gift and he's not impressed. And he's like, oh, well, I hope you have something better for me, Forte. And Forte as a human looks like Lord Voldemort in a powdered wig. Like, he is terrifying. He's like, you smell so cool. And he starts playing a depressing ditty on his organ. And Adam's not impressed with that either. He's like, this is so depressing, Forte. Like, be better. And then a knock at the door where he sees the beggar who's way too scary for a straight-to-video movie.
Terrifying, honestly.
And then we see the curse from the fairy. And I still feel bad that everyone else in the castle was involved in the curse. Like, I don't really see why they're responsible for...
I mean, they're
Adam
definitely
a bitch.
Yeah, they're not responsible for his bitchhood, but I do feel like...
Were they enablers?
No. I mean, the hottest take about this is... Well, the hottest take about Beauty and the Beast is that, in fact, all of the baubles were enablers, obviously. But I love that. I was going to say that I feel like they... that it makes it worse for him because it like destroyed all of his friend's life, and that guilt and the resentment that those inanimate objects who still serve him as servants must feel is high.
That's so true.
Just saying.
So that's true.
I did love when the beggar woman transformed into like a hottie girly.
Totally. But I felt like in the OG when like they show the story in the stained glass, the fairy was like more like mortal looking and less like angel, like Mother God,
Lord of the Rings,
Love Is One.
Okay, well, we'll talk about Mother God.
Are you caught up?
No, I started it. And Hannah,
I want to rewatch it. Like, it was such a wild ride.
I don't think Jeff has watched it, and I was like, oh, you better watch. I mean, like,
Jeff needs to watch it.
Jeff will be Mother God for Halloween. Like, Jeff will fucking love it so much. I was like, you can't possibly not know about this before me. Like, this is, it's everything.
Have you gotten a Father God yet with his ponytail and like karate? I once knew a girl whose boyfriend was giving Father God energy and it drove a wedge between us. Let me just.
Obviously, if you come at me with a ponytail, I'm going to have questions for you, but then it'll be fine.
Yeah.
If, you know, Jeff, I mean, he usually wears a man bun, but he could have a ponytail. But it's like, there's a difference. It's like a really skinny, like goat-like ponytail. Scraggly.
Scraggly Disney Jafar. Villain.
Yes.
It all comes back.
Belle is looking for a log in the log room, and she meets this axe who I have a lot of questions about, especially like, I'm like, I just want to know who was like, I'm going to give this axe this dialect and like use Yiddish words. Like, I have a lot of questions.
Totally. Yeah. I was like, are we to presume that this axe is Jewish?
Yeah. I was like, right. And I was like, this feels not right. Something yeah. about this doesn't feel great. But I will say this axe is in a full place of, hey, Marty, fuck you.
Totally.
We do love that. He's like, I got logs. I got shore logs. I got this log. I got this other log. And Belle's like, IDK, I think I'll like browse. And she finds this like beautiful log and says it's going to be the Yule log, which I honestly didn't know what a Yule log was until this movie.
I didn't either.
And I love it. I love
Yule
it.
Yule logs in like cake form, like log
yes.
cake.
I love a
Yule log cake. Mm-hmm. But I don't know the actual Yule log tradition.
And I was like, I wish I had a fireplace. This is delightful.
Yeah.
This is really sweet. And the beast comes down and he's like, Christmas wishes are stupid. He's like, you made a Christmas wish. Was this what you wished for? He was giving like, are you entertained? Like it was giving yes. 300. And she was like, you have no idea what it's like to be. He says to Belle, you have no idea what it's like to be trapped in your own castle. And I'm like, bitch. And she was like, oh, to be a prisoner? Yeah, I fucking do. You kidnapped me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She's like, well, I'm not giving up. I was like, fuck you, beast. You literally are holding her hostage.
I know. Literally hostage.
Literally.
And he's like, she's like, I'll just keep wishing, you selfish little prick.
Yeah. Fuck off, Adam. He's giving
fuck
Adam.
Fuck off, Adam. Now it's Christmas morning and Belle is like, Chip, you're right. Let's get a tree. Fuck him. Let's go get a tree. But first, she goes to the rose and she leaves his gift there. And he walks in while she like sneaks out like boop, boop, boop behind him. Mm-hmm. And then Belle, Chip, and the Ottoman go to chop down a tree.
I love calling them like the teapot, like the Ottoman.
I'm like, I don't know what the Ottoman's name is. It's like a dog, but it's an Ottoman. Yeah.
Right, right. And I love that it was like a fully Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And
the
Chip is like,
trees.
He's like, not good enough for me.
And Beast looks at her moodily from the window. And Lumiere brings him his present and from Belle. And he's like, fuck presents. Until he finds out it's from Belle. And then he's excited. And he was like, well, I want to open it. And Lumiere's like, no, no, no. When a girl gives you a gift, she cares about you. And he's like, oh, shit, I need to get her something. Mm-hmm. So now the hunt is on.
It is fucking on. And he, like, wants Forte to, like, make her a song. Mm-hmm. And Forte's like, I have just the thing. I'm, like, going full Nigel Thornberry.
I know. It's so good.
I have just the thing for Belle. And he's like, and the Beast is like, that is way too depressing. Like, can you compose, like, a cute song? Like, make it cute. Like, make it happy. Make it, like, sparkly. And I was like, oh, but happiness is so depressing. What's next? Love songs? And Fife is, like, really pumped about, like, or Fife is watching Belle find a tree. Mm-hmm. And Forte is like, Fife, like, pace well, I think. And he's like, okay, since I can't stop Christmas, I'll just stop the girl instead. Like, I will kill her.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll murder her. Yeah, now it's a murder mystery.
Yeah, who done it?
And Belle starts to chop down a tiny tree with the axe. He's not really vibing with how she's cutting down the tree. And then she hears this beautiful song from Forte. And then Fife, like, whistles so high. I think his name is Sultan, the Ottoman, I think.
Oh,
and
okay,
he's like,
okay.
But we'll call him Footstool or Ottoman. And and so the Ottoman freaks out and leads Belle to Forte. And he's like, hello, my child. The entire castle is talking about you. Kind of giving Lily Vanderwoodson. You are Cece. He's like, you have to make this Christmas the best Christmas ever. Do you have everything? Like a tree? And he's like, well, have you been to the Black Forest to look for one? And he's like, well, never mind, never mind. The tree was the beast's favorite part of Christmas. And Belle's like, I don't know. She's like, it looks dangerous. And she promised, or I guess she had promised Adam that she wouldn't go into the Black Forest, but she agrees to go because she wants to make it nice for Christmas. And then
Dorinda Medley.
And Forte sends Fife to follow her and literally murder them and make sure they don't come back.
And like Chip is like, come on, let's go. Let's go. And Belle's like, oh, yes. Fine. But like she tried to like do the right thing.
Mm-hmm. She's trying. It's stressful.
Yeah, and I love Fife being like, you'll never take away my solo. Like, I actually won't survive it if you do, so I will go make sure that they die.
He's like, I've known many musicians like Fife in my life, and I feel like they're like, if I am not first chair, like, it's the end.
What's even the point?
Like, if I'm not first chair, I won't be in the orchestra.
No, I'll just
and you're like,
it.
But you could be second chair. Nope.
No, absolutely not.
I'd rather be seventh than second.
Yeah. I'm like, if you're not first,
what?
You're last. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
The Beast is looking for Belle in his finest suit to give her his gift. And they're all like, literally, where is Belle? We can't find her. And Cogsworth is like totally bugging. He's like, I have no idea where she is. And he instructs Mrs. Potts to stall the Beast so that he and Lumiere can try and find her. So they descend upon the woods to try and find Belle. Meanwhile, the Beast is waiting. And this candlelight dinner that he had planned is an epic fail. The candles mm-hmm. are just burning lower and lower and lower. And she's nowhere to be found. And Mrs. Potts is like, oh my God, you look up, Maze. Let's have some tea. Let's gossip. Let's kiki.
Love this energy from her. Yeah.
And the Beast is like, Forte, play Belle's song. And it's the most like unenthusiastic version of Deck the Halls. Like,
that was very funny.
Like emo Deck the Halls, Fall Out Boy Deck the Halls.
Yes.
And Potts is trying and failing to distract the Beast. And he's like, you can't find her. And so he takes to the magic mirror and is like, show me where she is. And he's pissed that she escaped. And Forte is like, no, she abandoned you. Isn't that so rude? I'd never lie to you. Like, I love you so much. You're my best friend. And then we get Tim Curry. And then we get Tim Curry's Don't Fall in Love.
Oh, my God. A really wild song.
Wild song.
Like, it was kind of giving, what is it? Turn off the night or turn off the light. It's a Eartha Kitt had a song as Yzma.
Oh.
But that actually hit because Tim Curry's everything, too. But this one I thought left some things to be desired.
Yeah, totally.
And this neon animation was giving like Poor Unfortunate Souls. Like it was very bizarre. There are all these mm-hmm. creepy little neon cherubs zooming around, hypnotizing yes. him, confusing him.
Creepy
like,
music notes.
Confusing us. Yeah. It was, they're like, music is scary. I'm like, okay. And Angelique is critiquing the Christmas feast, and Beast comes down and destroys everything. When I tell you, if I had set up a Christmas feast,
oh my God,
and it was destroyed by a man, the world would no longer exist.
Yeah, but women are too emotional.
Right, but women are too emotional. I would Dracarys everything. I'd be like, it's all on fire from my dragon, green fire.
Yeah.
It's burnt.
It's
the end. Belle is in the Black Forest and the wolves are wolving. And I also have to say, justice for wolves, Disney really did wolves dirty.
Yeah.
Like for years and years. I love wolves. They're beautiful. Also including Sword in the Stone. But that wolf was funny and he was trying to munch on Arthur's skinny little ankles, which was funny. So I was like, if it's camp, it's fine.
He was serving physical comedy.
Yeah, he was going, and they see this tree and it's like massive and amazing. They go out onto the ice with Philip the horse.
Frozen ponds. Freaks me the fuck out more than like a frozen lake or a frozen pond.
Little Women, the original version.
Let's ice skate on a frozen lake.
Nope.
Let's not.
I won't. I mean, I literally will not do that as an adult.
No.
Like, and people are like, it's fine. They ice fish. Like, there are houses. I'm like, I do not care. I will not
do it.
It's a wonderful life. It's not worth
Hello.
It. It's a wonderful life. It's not worth it. Mm-hmm. I do truly never. It could never be us. And Cogsworth and Lumiere are still looking for her. But Belle chops down the damn tree in like truly rare form. I was like, okay, she's strong.
It is so hard to chop wood.
Yeah, I could never.
No.
Certainly could never. Fife is trying to sabotage them the entire time. He latches onto the sled, but slides out onto the ice. And then Belle sees him and she's like, what the fuck, Fife? Why are you out here? and he makes this high-pitched noise. And Philip, of course, famously, horses are scared easily. Fife is like, ooh. and like whistle tones. Philip freaks out and the ice breaks. Chip falls in and the tree is fully underwater. Let's be honest. This tree is done. Abandon the fucking tree. It's not coming, babe. It's soaking wet. It's ruined.
It's ruined.
Like, it's ruined. But the ice magically like comes back together and then spreads apart again. And Belle jumps in to save Chip. And then Fife does help them out to signal where Belle is under the ice, trapped under the fucking ice. It's
my biggest fear in the world.
Same. It's absolutely same. It makes me literally nauseous.
Yeah.
And then the tree rope wraps around her damn ankle and pulls her back under. So scary. It's so scary. B shows up, jumps in, drags her out, and he's fucking pissed. And he carries her all the way back to the castle. And Fife has major remorse. He's like, I've really fucked up this time.
Yeah.
We're like, no shit. You literally tried to kill them.
Yeah. You tried to kill them. I liked when things went south and Fife just kept saying, oh no, oh gosh, oh no, oh gosh, oh no, oh gosh. I was like, that's a mood.
That is a mood. Oh gosh.
So Beast is like, hey, I realize you almost died in frozen waters, but I'm really mad at you. So I'm going to put you in the dungeon. Okay. Yep. I'm really upset. You broke your trust with me. You said you would never leave the grounds and you did. And then you got in an incident. And she's like, I literally was just trying to make you happy. Which honestly, I was like, Belle, like, you don't need to be like, I was just trying to make you happy. Why are you being so nice?
She's being too nice. It's giving gaslighting. Like,
it's giving gaslighting. It's giving unhealthy relationship dynamics.
Yes.
Like, if I were her, I would have been like, well, bitch. You imprisoned me. It's Christmas time. I will never see my dad again. I have nothing to live for. I'm friends with a clock. I'm so sorry that I wanted to decorate a tree and wear a cute outfit to celebrate Christmas.
I'm sorry that I wanted a
tree that didn't suck. And maybe if you took care of the trees on your shitty grounds better, I wouldn't have had to go into the Black Forest to begin with because all the Christmas trees on the ground sucked. Sounds like a you problem.
Oh, that took me out. Yes.
And then he just ignored that. Say she that. Was like,
name him.
Name him. She's like, I just wanted to make you happy. He doesn't even acknowledge that she said that, which really it annoyed me even more.
Yes.
And all the cutie baubles visit Belle in the dungeon. And Angelique is like, you know, I told you that Christmas sucked here. Hey, I was wrong. And then we get As Long As There's Christmas reprise from one Bernadette Peters. Who was also in Annie.
Oh, she's so good in Annie.
And Bernadette Peters and Angela Lansbury were also both in Anastasia.
Yep.
I mean, just
Bernadette Peters is in Storm Breeze. Bernadette, it's so good. It's just so good. She was in this PBS series. I don't know if you ever watched this as a kid. It was like a ton of great musical theater actors. And just like actors, period. They would do retellings of classic fairy tales.
Was it fairy tale theater? I'm obsessed.
Yes.
I had the Sleeping Beauty one that she was in on VHS. That was the only one I had.
Okay. I was obsessed with them. I made my dad tape all of them, like bootleg style.
Like Robin Williams was in one.
Yes.
Like, they had the best people.
They had the best actors. Oh my God. You were literally maybe the only other person on this planet who has ever known what I've been talking about.
They're so good. All on YouTube.
Okay. I need to watch. But the Rumpelstiltskin one scared the shit out of me. And if you listen to the pod, you know we have feelings about Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah, Rumpel.
He's a bad man. Like, he's a thief.
Yeah.
Like, thievery.
Sinister.
Sinister. Anyways, Bernadette Peters, we love to see.
We love.
Forte is like, it tears me up to see you this way. Look at the rose, the symbol of your curse. Destroy it, then you are free forever. Do it, smash it. And the Beast is like, I'm going to do it. I'm about to smash it. And then he sees the present from Belle. And then Forte starts fucking making fun of this gift.
The
petty bitch he is. He's like, oh, a comic book, a storybook. I was like, oh my God. And Beast is like, well, you can certainly shut the fuck up. And we get to see like some of the pages. It's beautifully, brilliantly penned and illustrated. And the Beast is so moved by the message of hope. And Forte is like, no, come back. She's will only prolong your torment. And the Beast is like, you go fuck yourself, and leaves to go find Belle.
Mm-hmm.
We love.
In the dungeon, Lumiere kisses Cogsworth on the mouth. And you know why? Because he's not a coward.
Yeah, say that.
He said, I love you and I will kiss you on the mouth. I want men said, to kiss each other on the mouth more.
I think kissing your friends on the mouth should be normalized. I said what I said.
Like Nexium notwithstanding.
Yes, Nexium notwithstanding.
Your friends on the mouth.
I want to see more men kissing on the mouth. Platonic kissing.
I just saw Saltburn and I was like, where was the kiss between Jacob Elordi and Barry Keoghan? Like, I wish it should have been there.
Just a little, hey, how are you?
Yeah, a little hit. Then we get a song called A Cut Above the Rest about how they're fun together and cute and fun and nice and smart.
Why?
I don't even know how it goes. Like, my brain immediately forgot it. It was like, this isn't necessary information.
So unnecessary.
And then the Beast comes in and apologizes. And it looks like Belle and him might kiss, but they too are cowards. Or
cowards.
Unlike Lumiere and Cogsworth, they are cowards. They don't
queer
kiss.
Icons. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They wish each other a Merry Christmas. And now the Beast is in it. He's like, okay, yes, yes. Let's do Christmas. Let's do the best Christmas that ever Christmased.
Yeah.
And Forte is having an existential crisis. He's like, oh, so now I'm just not needed. Well, fuck you. He rage plays a song and shatters the windows. He's so mad.
He is so fucking destructive. And he's like, I love when Fife is like heading to Forte to try and stop it. And Forte's like, God, you believe I never took a lesson? Belle literally almost dies. Fife tells Forte to stop. Forte is like, don't you see, Fife? They can't fall in love if they're dead. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
It escalated so quickly.
It did. And Fife is like, he sees his solo. It's blank. He never wrote him a solo.
That is so mean.
It's so mean. B shows up. Forte starts shooting neon music notes at him. And then luckily, the baubles, the clock et al. Are, present enough to save the bell jar. Thank God. They save the rose. And then Fife tells Beast, she's like, go to the keyboard. And Beast rips that shit right off the damn wall. It's hot as fuck. And it causes the ultimate and utter destruction of Forte. And Beast just says, Forte. And he's dead. And he's fucking dead. We killed Tim Curry.
We killed Nigel Thornberry. But you know what? A death in the family, that did not stop the Christmas festivities.
Sure didn't.
No,
sure didn't. They said, and it shouldn't.
And you know what? It shouldn't. They were like, okay, well, now that that's out of the way, let's enjoy our Christmas dinner. So Belle and the Beast come in their outfits from the movie. Again, she couldn't have worn a Christmas dress. I have questions. And Belle is thrilled by this meal, this celebration, and all is well.
All is well. And like, also, Angelique is now the tree topper ? So she's like, why isn't Angelique a human?
She got over her fear of heights and she said, I'll be a tree topper for her. Wait, are you in the present? She was still a tree topper?
Wait, was she? No. They have one that looks like Angelique.
It's like an homage to Angelique.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
And then in the present, you go.
No.
Back in the present, they're like, anyways, that's the tale of how shitty Christmas was last year. And now we're celebrating it right. And Belle and Adam are like so excited to give Chip his present. Mm-hmm. And they give him a storybook and he's so excited. And I just want to ask you, like, as a kid, would you be excited about a book?
It depends on what the book was. Uh-huh. If it was American Girl doll related, yes.
Okay.
If it was Disney related, probably. Like, my mom loves to get me books, like, as that's like her one of her favorite things.
It.
Yeah. And as an adult, she tends to get me like themed cookbooks, like a Jane Austen themed cookbook. Really loves that. But it would depend on the book. It's got, it can't just be any old damn book.
As an adult, I feel like books are like one of the most thoughtful gifts you can give.
So thoughtful.
Like,
Yes.
Like, who among us doesn't want a great book? But like, I truly never think to spend my own money on buying a book for myself. Nope. Or like a pretty coffee table book, like one that's mostly aesthetic, like amazing.
Love, love. Yes.
But as a kid, and like, I had good manners. Like, I wouldn't say if I didn't like a gift, of course. Uh-huh. But like, I, as a kid, I was definitely like a stupid bitch and would have been more excited about like a Barbie or like a sweater or like a lava lamp or something.
Oh, a toy forever. A lava lamp forever. Yeah. Someone could have
cool
given
for
me
my room.
A ball. Yeah. Yeah.
Inflatable chair. Yeah. Like I wouldn't have been as pumped about a book. That's true.
No, a bean bag. Yeah.
A bean bag. That was like the coolest kids had like a bean bag and then one of those like see-through phones in their room.
Yes. My
brother had both. Like a funky color. Yeah. Like it was like neon green plastic see-through.
Yes. Yeah. And I had an inflatable chair. Oh,
me too. But like, I also had cats. And so that was challenging.
I know. Same. Literally.
I think I had a cat like pee in my inflatable chair once.
That tracks. They were like, this is in my house.
Yeah. Like, this is a litter box and it's weird. I don't like the texture and I'll pee on it.
I love cats.
Me too. So weird.
They're so wow. This was amazing. This was like literally a dream to recap a Disney movie with you on the pod.
No, literally, it was so fun. And now I'm so happy to say that I can add this movie to my Disney repertoire of knowledge and probably never watch it again. But yeah, the time I watched, I got to discuss it with you. So, you know, we made it count.
We did. Storm Weaves and Storm Weaves. Well,
beautiful.
We'll see you next time.
We'll see you next time on the
Patreon.
Love you guys. Bye.
You know, love.